another lesson from the Old Testament, at least an Old Testament reference with a what we call a New Testament message. I just kind of put an introduction, just a reminder of those verses, that the Old Testament stories have a message for us today. In Romans 15, verse 4, "But whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." There's something about those Old Testament stories that we need to be mindful of and reminded of, because they give us comfort and hope. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, "All these things happened to them as examples. They were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." So I mentioned in the notes of Ezra, this example we have this evening provides us an example, a lesson, and an admonition. So I'm going to begin reading in Ezra chapter 7, really it's the first 10 verses. I just put verse 10 in your notes. That's kind of the key for take the outline from verse 10. But really the first 10 verses. So Ezra chapter 1, chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. "Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah," and then verses 3 through 5 continues the ancestry. And then in verse 6, it takes Ezra's ancestry all the way back, "the son of Aaron, the chief priest." So Ezra is in the line of Aaron. And then the verse continues in verse 6 of Ezra chapter 7. "This Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. The king," meaning Artaxerxes, "had granted him all his requests, according to the hand of the Lord his God was upon him." Then in verses 9 and 10, "On the first day of the month he began his journey from Babylon. And on the first day of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God was upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Lord," or the law of the Lord, "and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel." So Ezra had been granted permission to leave Babylonian Persian captivity and make the return back to Jerusalem. He goes back to Jerusalem along with Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They are all contemporaries, and they formed a group that went back to Jerusalem. Nehemiah to rebuild the walls, Ezra and many of the others to work on the temple, and Ezra especially was the preacher of the group, in a sense. He was the prophet that wanted to revive the worship. So in this lesson, verse 10 mentions four things about Ezra. So here's the formula for right living. Number one, in verse 10, it says he prepared his heart. By definition, prepare means to fix or to set, to make ready in advance, compose, or just the words beforehand. So when we look at Ezra, we need to look at ourselves. If we want to live right, this is a formula or a recipe or steps to take for your life and mine. When we think about the heart, it refers to one's inner self, mindset, the seat of moral nature and spiritual life. It includes emotions, reasoning, and will. These words come from W.E. Vine's Dictionary of New Testament Words, and also from Merriam-Webster Thesaurus. I kind of used our dictionary too, to kind of add to it and lengthen those definitions out. But when we think about preparation, how am I going to prepare my heart? Here's a good area to start in with these verses. preparation. Ezra may have been thinking about this first one back in Deuteronomy. Chapter 6, Moses gathers the people together. Before you go into the land, Moses rehearses some obligations with them. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Well, that's the lesson tonight. With all your heart. Then he adds to it, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Your heart. So that's that inner self that we have, that seat of emotions, that rational part of us. We want our love for God to be reasonable and in our heart. Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep your heart with all diligence. And that gives us a reason why. For out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart. Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. We are not what we think we are, but what we think that we are. Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4, it asks a question. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. It's a psalm. We're going to sing, kind of sing and teach and admonish one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And one song is number 671. It's kind of, again, an admonition for us. We just kind of need to take heart the words of the psalm. Pure in heart. Number 671. Okay. Let's sing this song.
Right. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to thee.
Inquire, search, delve, or dig into. look, prowl, it was one of the dictionary definitions, to yearn for. So we're going to seek out the law of God. It's more than a casual look or a passing glance. It means we're going to search, look at that, and the law of the Lord. Obviously, that's God's statutes and ordinances. So ask the question, why is that important? Why is that vital or significant to right living? Here's the verses. Psalm 1, beginning of verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't do that. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor stand in the path of sinners. Doesn't mean that you're standing in the path, meaning you're blocking the sinner's way. It means you are standing in the path that the sinners are going. That's the thought of that phrase. You stand in the path of sinners. You know, the way the sinners are going, that's where I'm standing. I'm going to follow them. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Oh, we don't want to sit with them, the ones that disparage God's word. But here's the blessed man. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So that should characterize us. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I want to seek out God's word. Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Again, the value, the significance, the importance of God's word. Hide it in our heart. Verse 105 in Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my pathway. It guides us. Verse 140. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Verse 142, your law is truth. It's truth. Verse 165, great peace have those that love your law. So if I want to make sure that I'm on the right side with God and that I want to live rightly, correctly, I want to prepare my heart to seek and search out the law or the ordinances of God. In Isaiah 34, verse 16, search or seek from the book of the Lord and read. Search out the book. Well, it's a song that reflects that message. It's hymn number 443. So let's again admonish one another and encourage and exhort. 443. Just kind of note the message of the words as we're saying. And I want to prepare my heart to seek out or search the Word of God. 443.
How precious is the book divine, by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp its precepts shine, to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine. The lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me safely home. It sweetly cheers my drooping heart in this dark vale of tears. The light to my life it still imparts and quells my rising fears. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, the lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me safely home. This lamp through all the tedious night a light shall guide my way, till I behold that clearer light of an eternal day. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me safely home.
So seek the law of the Lord. Next one, just do it. Seek prepare my heart to seek the law of the Lord, and then do it. Means to obey, perform, act, produce, accomplish, complete, work. In other words, once we know what God requires of us or asks of us, then let's put it into practice. Let's do it. And also the idea that it means that if you're going to do it, it's capable of being done. The idea we can carry it through to completion. It's not something beyond our scope or our ability. Prepare your heart to seek the Lord and then do it. And then we sing the song, Trust and Obey. We sang that this morning in worship. We're going to sing it in verses 1 and 3. Two steps. Closing number 9:15. 9:15, first and third.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no
Ezra, when he gets stood up to read, He read from the law, but then he taught the statutes. Teach. And then in verse 12 it says, and all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. Ah. So that Ezra fulfilled the mission. And Jesus says the same thing to you and me in Matthew 7, verse 24. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I liken him to a man who builds his house on the rock. So take heed what we hear. Revelation 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things that are written therein. That's a great blessing in just hearing and reading, but don't leave out the doing. James 1, verse 22, be doers of the word, not hearers only. And he adds, deceiving yourselves. So we want to be doers and not just listeners. So that's deception. Jesus said, he had all authority. In Matthew 28, beginning verse 18. I didn't put that one in your notes. But Matthew 28, beginning verse 18, Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. So go therefore and make disciples. In other words, teach, the King James Version says. The other translation says, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them. Well, that's our fourth point, teaching. Teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, along with you always, even to the end of the age. So there's the lesson. Four things. Ezra, what's the formula or the secret or the plan, the recipe for right living? In living for God. Prepare your heart to seek the Lord and then do it. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. I look around, everyone here this evening is already a member of the New Testament Church, but we may want to have a prayer request if there's anything that we need to bring about or mention. I know Clarence sometimes does this, and rightly so, on Wednesday evening when he finishes the lesson. We make announcements and things like that, but he just opens it up and just asks, are there any requests for prayer? So I'm going to do that right now. Are there any other requests for prayer that we haven't mentioned already that I've overlooked or slighted? All right, well, let's sing the song that Dennis has selected for us, and then we'll have our prayer.